From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I don't know about you, but I find it hard to pull rabbits out of a hat or even hit the ground running these days. With the best will in the world, I can say things aren't what they used to be for me 10, 20 years and more ago. The realisation that one's circumstances are changing is perhaps a sign of maturity, or for some, I believe, it's a shock to the whole understanding of life. Now, I've raised this contentious subject of age because we have to accept on a personal level that our capacities change. But for most of us, we have the memories and understanding of what life was like for us at various ages. This is experience that we should be able to harness in taking an interest in the expanding field of amateur radio. Just because we are young or just because we are mature doesn't mean our value as a person is any less or more than our fellows. We are unique individuals with a tremendous capacity to learn and grow and be able to share some of that capacity with others. This is, of course, a hobby horse for many of the radio community who wish to see the whole spectrum of activities available to us, populated by people with a burning desire to pass the enjoyment on to more and more people. To do that is to ensure that our children and their children will have the opportunity to take part, as we are doing, with the knowledge that a radio ham is a good person. That may seem to be a wishy-washy sentiment, but if we all accept the virtues of the amateur's code, then we have the beacon that has guided our predecessors and our peers through the years. So I suppose the question for each of us becomes, do we want to be ready to help someone join the community? Then what do I do when the opportunity comes knocking? Can I, as an individual operator, provide the mentoring, or can I call on a local club to offer support and friendship too? Talking of clubs, has your club started the conversation with members as how to progress AR? I suppose after my recent challenge, there's been time to really hit the road running on this proposal. With an evolving set of guidelines from the ACMA under the new licence regime, and a newly constituted WIA board in place to represent us, it really seems to be an opportunity that, as they say, is too good to miss. As much of activities on air and at the bench must define the role of the wireless enthusiast, the radio amateur, the ham, it is the effort that goes into maintaining the governing structures that sustains this recreation. Moving with the times and not remaining fossilised on the shelf of past glories is as important as gathering entries in the log or chasing another certificate. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.